The Gilded Ones by Nemina Fauna. Nemina Fauna's The Gilded Ones is an epic fantasy set in the Kingdom of Oterra, centered on Dekka, a 16-year-old girl whose life is defined by a rigid, patriarchal society governed by the infinite wisdoms. Dekka lives in the remote northern village of Erfurt, where she prepares for the ritual of purity, a ceremony that determines whether a girl is pure and fits into society by bleeding red, or is an impure demon who bleeds gold. Dekka has spent her life as an outsider due to her appearance. While her father is a northerner with grey eyes, she inherited her mother's dark southern skin, making her a target of suspicion and malice from villagers like the spiteful Agda. Her anxiety is compounded by the memory of her mother, who died of the red pox 3 months prior and whom Dekka resembles in ways she feels must remain secret. On the day of the ritual, the village is festive but tense, as rumors of death shrieks. Gaunt, silver-pelted monsters with lethal screams attacking the borders have reached even the remote north. During the ceremony at the Temple of Oyomo, deathshrieks launch a sudden and horrific massacre in the village square. As Dekka watches her father and the Jatu, the Emperor's elite guards, be overwhelmed, a primal power surges within her. She lets out a layered, inhuman command that causes the monsters to freeze and retreat, revealing a terrifying truth. In the aftermath, Ionas, a boy Dekka admired, stabs her on her father's command, and her blood runs a shimmering, metallic gold. Dekka wakes up in a dark cellar, shackled and broken, where she learns she is Aleki. An abomination that cannot die by conventional means. For several months, she is subjected to the death mandate, a religious decree requiring the execution of impure girls. She is executed by the village elders and her own father 9 times through beheading, burning, and dismemberment, as they harvest her golden blood to sell for profit. Her father, consumed by disgust and shame, eventually disowns her entirely, wishing she had stayed dead. In her darkest moment, a mysterious woman known as White Hands, an emissary of Emperor Hazor, arrives to rescue her. White Hands offers Dekka a choice: remain to be bled by the elders or join the Emperor's new army of Aleki to fight the Deathshriek migration. Desperate for absolution and the chance to be human again, Dekka accepts the offer on the condition that her father be told she is dead. Dekka begins a long journey to the capital city, Hemera, accompanied by another neophyte named Britta, who becomes her first true friend. They travel in a wagon pulled by equus, horse lords named Brahma and Masaima, who are surprisingly gentle vegetarians. Britta explains that Aleki are considered descendants of the Gilded Ones, 4 ancient demons who once preyed upon humanity. During the sea voyage, Dekka falls into a month-long gilded sleep, an Aleki healing state that repairs all her wounds and erases her old scars. Upon arriving in Hemera, she is overwhelmed by the city's grandeur, characterized by lush hills, arching bridges, and the massive waterfall known as Emeka's Tears. At Jor Hall, the administrative center for the Jatu, Dekka undergoes a formal intake process where her hands are permanently gilded with a specialized gold to mark her as the Emperor's property. She is partnered with a recruit named Keita, a young noble and the lord of Garfatu, who initially views her with cold suspicion. The Aleki and their Aruni, partners, are taken to the Warthubera, an elite training ground where they are transformed into warriors. Dekka is joined by other blood sisters, including the fierce Belkalisand, the Nibiritwins, Adwapa and Asha. Training is brutal and intensive, involving daily runs that allow Dekka to discover her combat state, a condition of heightened senses and superhuman speed. Dekka's curiosity about her mother leads her to the Heraldry of Shadows, where she confirms that her mother was once a high-ranking shadow assassin who retired under mysterious circumstances. This revelation connects Dekka deeper to the Warthubera, as she realizes her mother wore the Umbra shadow symbol on her favorite necklace. Tragedy strikes when Katya, a red-haired blood sister, is killed by a Deathshriek leaper during an ambush at the school. Dekka's grief triggers an explosive use of her voice, and she discovers she can command even wild deathshrieks. Keita witnesses this and, rather than betraying her, promises to protect her and help her master this power in secret. As Dekka trains privately with White Hands, she learns to enter a deep combat state, where she can manipulate energy to command deathshrieks without succumbing to exhaustion. During a raid on a deathshriek nest, Dekka discovers a small, blue, shape-shifting creature she names Ixa, whom she adopts as a pet and protector. Her success on raids leads her group, the Deathstrikers, to be invited to the palace by the Emperor, who rewards them by placing them at the front of the upcoming campaign. However, Dekka begins to notice unsettling changes. Her eyes turn completely black when she uses her power, and her skin occasionally takes on a leathery, deathshriek-like texture. The campaign in the Ingoyo Mountains. brings devastating revelations. Deckard discovers that Deathshrieks are not mindless beasts but intelligent beings with their own language and religion centered on the Gilded Ones, whom they view as goddesses rather than demons. During a massive battle, Britta is mortally wounded by a spear. In a desperate act, Deckard uses her power to command Britta to live, effectively pulling her back from the edge of a final death. This act of divine-level power is witnessed by the army, leading Emperor Gezotto brand Deckard a traitor and order her execution. In the chaos, Kachi returns as a Deathshriek and reveals the horrific truth: Aleki and Deathshrieks are the same kind. When an Aleki dies her final death, she is reborn as a Deathshriek. The Emperor has been using the Aleki to commit genocide against their own sisters to prevent them from freeing their mothers. Kaita, in a final act of love and loyalty, volunteers to execute Deckard. He beheads and dismembers her using a solution that mimics the blue of a final death, successfully faking her demise so she can resurrect and escape. Kaita takes Deckard's regenerating parts to a secret salt mine, where they are found by White Hands and an army of Elder Aleki and Deathshrieks. White Hands reveals her true identity as Fatu the Relentless, the firstborn Aleki and the true mother of the House of Gezo. She explains that Deckard is the Nuru, a divine deliverer created by the goddesses to free them from their thousands of years long imprisonment. White Hands admits she has manipulated Deckard's entire life, even facilitating her birth through her mother to prepare her for this moment. Deckard, now fully aware of her divinity, dons celestial armor and rides Ixa into the final battle at the Mountain Temple. She confronts Emperor Gezo, who reveals himself as a true Jatu, a male descendant of the Gilded Ones with superhuman strength and speed who has suppressed women to maintain power. Deckard defeats him, realizing she can command even the true Jatu with her voice. Using a golden dagger and her own blood, she performs the awakening ritual, freeing the four goddesses, Anok, Beda, Hu'ili, and Etzli. The goddesses return to their true forms, vowing to rebuild Oterra into a land of harmony and equality. Deckard and her friends Kaita, Britta, Belkalis, and the others establish themselves as the guardians of this new world, prepared to reclaim every inch of the kingdom from the remaining forces of oppression. This summary is for educational purposes only. This audio is exclusively created for AfriSummary.com. Thank you.